The following pendant.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the commentary for the Kingery Season 13, Episode 5, The Only Way Out Is Through. I'm your director, Jillian Morgan. I don't know if I always say that every time. I will probably forget on the next one. But with me for this episode is the writer of this episode and assistant director, Caitlin Kleiman.
Yay, hi.
And our special mystery guest assistant director, Adam Blanford.
Hello.
Hello.
Great to be here. First time caller, long time listener.
Oh, good. Well, that's better than a long time caller and first time listener.
Refresh my memory. Well, you know, I could be either.
Yeah. All right. So once again, we have we've leaped, hoping the next leap will be the leap home. This episode actually worked out really well because there's like three major scenes, so each of us got to do one. This is the part that Caitlin did. At the Buisson's house.
That's right.
Yeah, because
I didn't think about that.
Yeah, well, you know, we start off and Kaylock and Major are at least married, but they're sniping at each other more than usual, and in much meaner terms. But yeah, it's fun. Of course, the Buisson compound does imply that Sox is still alive in this timeline, although we don't get to see her.
But we've been there somewhere.
Yeah, she's inside. That doesn't seem good. That's her right there.
It could be.
Could be, yeah.
We can go with that.
Yeah, and as always, Caitlin does a really good job with the shmup scenes here.
Yeah. It's always my favorite.
Yes.
I fucking know it. Run.
Yep, Kaylock left a present on the way.
Yukasi motherfucker.
Yukasi motherfucker. I love this. Don't worry. You've not heard Kaylock laugh very often. It's an interesting sound effect.
This was kind of a fun one to let him get to act out too.
Yeah. That's the magic of these kind of episodes is that people are getting to explore different sides of the character. Usually horrible, but still different sides.
Right. The horrible ones are fun.
Exactly.
Yep. It's probably best if I take care of you first.
And she's not necessarily upset that that he's trying to kill her. He's upset that he's trying to use her shotgun.
You little fucking shit. I will blast you apart.
Wow. Marriage really suits them.
And then coming up here, we've got another very brief cameo from someone who is still alive in this reality. Yes, Chris is back, and
yay! They gave her the big technically, gun. You should have listed actor when you introduced Chris too.
Yes, I should have. You're a triple threat on this episode.
Yeah. It just sort of occurred to me when I was writing because I'm not really voice acting anymore, and I was I could record like one line.
Yeah.
So I wrote it in.
Oh come on! You're secretly plotting a takeover. I mean, you almost took over Seminar.
True, and then it died. So what does that mean? Right?
Well, it's just on here. It's just on script. Girls, you're both pretty.
Damn right, sugar.
Stop. Well, yeah. It's just on hiatus. Extended hiatus.
No, that's true. I shouldn't say died. It's that we all got mad about writing. We could revive it.
Fucking typical.
So we're here now. We're in the Arkell family office.
Oh, would you fuck off?
But again, it's a little different. We've got yet another blast from the past here. Fix is back, ladies and gentlemen. Sure, Mark Zarakor, I appreciate him coming back to play with us one more time. He's died a couple of times as well. So
Felix,
funny.
In the flesh, baby doll.
Yeah, the Kingery, you haven't been on the Kingery until you've died a few times.
But I think you know.
Just wait.
I can quite confidently say
spoilers.
I do not.
Set.
All right, but yeah, so Fix is not a nice person, if you couldn't tell. And Adam actually did this scene. Did a phenomenal job.
Oh, thank you.
And
they came out guns
blazing before we even got the chance. And as always, I often wonder, is it hard when you're kind of jumping into the middle of a script like this, you don't know what the hell's going on, or you just kind of like, oh, okay, that's what we're doing. Okay, cool. Allison,
you have you know, I just started like throwing all the lines together, so much, and I was like, okay, all right, yeah, so here's how we're going to kind of pace it, and here's what we're going to do. And you just kind of build it up. For a
moment. Yeah. I'd like to talk to Cassandra
one-on-one. You good?
It was pretty, it was fun to do.
Well, we really appreciate you stepping in and lending a hand.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
This episode and next episode.
We needed the help, yeah.
we'll have you have your fine work in another episode here.
Well, you know, I'm entirely too well paid as a pendant director to just sit around and, you know, do nothing.
Oh, they give you the double cheeseburgers?
Gotta get the money's worth. Probably.
They give you cheeseburgers? Oh my God.
Yeah, they're down on the river. There's a river of them, but you have to go get them yourself. Problem solved. So
is that a McDonald's or like next door?
You're up.
Yes.
Oh, good. That's just what I wanted.
Next door.
My head hurts.
One time with Felix.
Yeah. Sonic Smashers.
Mm-hmm. Whatever.
Allison, join me a moment. Close the door if you would, babe.
And this is sure. This is a new situation here for Allison.
Love to know your
being having to explain her actions.
What was that?
Or have
so
to explain to her,
especially
to Fix.
We're supposed to lead a team to eliminate
she
some of our
really did not like
instead,
Fix at all.
It sounds like we lost several of our people. They could even recover.
And Caitlin, for somebody
I got that
wasn't,
from subtext, you know.
Yes.
It's very subtle.
Yeah. Really a
separate and issue. Caitlin, this is your first time with Fix. You were an independent, I think, last time.
Right. So. I had to go do some research. Yes, I was like, I don't even know how this guy talks. I don't know.
You did. You got him.
Doesn't it?
Nice. That or it's been long enough that he doesn't.
No need to worry, okay?
Be a little of both. What, and alternate universe, so if he, like,
yeah.
Penis
a little
is
different,
a little different,
that's okay.
Whatever.
She did. So we're good.
I'm still waiting for Mask to appear in an alternate universe.
Not good for my heart.
Oh, so much fun
to
be out there.
Go ahead, join your sister. And get
well, I mean, I already did the credits in a particular alternate version, but nobody wanted to use it.
One more thing.
That's right. I did hear it.
We wait for the proper opportunities to use them.
What was that? Felix, what was in that syringe?
Oh, no.
Never.
Uh-oh.
Well, this is bad. Allison's been stabbed in the neck. That's
Allison's having some problems.
Yeah, a little bit. And poor Melissa,
right.
I imagine she hyperventilated recording this because she was struggling to breathe so much.
So I will be terminating your contract.
But she did a fantastic job here. And I mean,
Sandra, you are so right. This is why
lovely putting out the legalese here with. Yeah, she doesn't work here anymore. Darn. That's a shame.
Yes, Cassandra.
Well, that was challenging because you know you had to have Melissa like dying in the background. I'm like,
right.
If Melissa fades out, then comes back and dies some more. It's like it kind of ruins it. So
she's really good about giving plenty of extras for stuff like that, for
yep.
laughing,
yeah.
for crying.
One of the best. Yeah.
Just grab it. It's fine.
You
it's right here.
Hear yourself.
Yeah.
You knew what I meant when I told you she was getting fired.
There's no pain.
Today, right. Come on.
The good news is,
you're fine.
You're getting that promotion. You
walk it off.
Yeah. Just rub some dirt on it. Take a salt
Unless,
tablet.
Of course
put some water on it.
Yep.
Then by all means, grab it. It's right there.
And Fix is, as always, a sadistic motherfucker, and we love him for it. And...
Ooh,
and we thank Mark
sister.
For coming back to do this because that's one of the best things about this season is having so many old voices returning. We had Michael King, we've got Fix here, we got Mark, we got me.
I was gonna say Jawbone.
yeah. And this is the bit that I did in the medical area
on...
as Briggs is having
Allison
to. Do the autopsy on Allison. That's not messing with her brain
stress.
At all.
I can't imagine that was the medical reason, so here we go.
And, you know, it's kind of hard to do the sound of a sheep being pulled back like that. Right,
you'd think I'd be better about writing those in, but I don't.
But no.
No.
No, we need it. We need things like that
no
for realism, but
on external
at the same time. Damn it.
Hold on.
Huh?
There is a small needle prick on the left side of
the what were you thinking going into writing this episode, Kaylin?
Right?
No, no, that's not good.
I don't even know.
Oh, well, okay. I guess that's the end of the commentary.
Good night, everybody. No.
One of my mandates I was sort of given from the outline was that this universe is that Fix puts so much stress on everybody that no one trusts each other. So that was sort of what pervaded through everything. And then I just like death and icky situations, like autopsies. That's what it devolved into.
You and Susan, it's always the quiet, cute, sweet ones that.
Yeah, that seems right. Because you wouldn't get this when you meet her.
No. But yeah, of course, we got Bernice and Asa just kind of watching from a tight closet over on the side, too. Better, thanks for asking. But they fixed it. They made her all better now.
Naked, except for this bracelet.
I'm not sure why I hadn't removed it yet.
Probably a good thing that she didn't remove it.
Small hope that we'd both get whisked back to our timeline where you'd be just fine.
I mean, we've had episodes where Briggs was not around and still manages to be there, so it's fun.
Oh, yeah, true.
Allison?
Yeah, I fucking do, okay?
Do you want to talk about it?
Oh, yeah, you know me. Big on the
And this is a nice little segment here as we're sharing Allison's thoughts on being dead.
You're damn fucking right, I don't.
Mm-hmm. Where,
you
kind of got
to acknowledge it.
Yeah, did you get that from anywhere or just look up near-death experiences or death experiences?
I don't think I did. I think it just sort of seeped into my brain from other
really
media.
Sure, how you're breathing, but I am certainly glad that you are.
Breathing is nice.
Great commentary. I mean, just going, I don't know.
I don't know.
I just do stuff. I make things up.
My job is sound.
That's how I feel. Right.
And then I felt okay about it.
But
No, you create. Right, you evoke emotion.
At the end of a
tunnel? Yeah.
What were you going at trying to describe a near-death experience? Did you want the people to feel like they had died and encountered the void?
Sorry.
I just love the idea that I put that much thought into it.
To be breathing again and would very much that way. I just feel like
note to Tilly, putting Adam and Caitlin on the same commentary is dangerous.
I was worried what you dying meant for me, and if I was stuck here without you.
No, it evokes great banter.
Yeah.
That's true. I think we're very fun together.
I don't know.
Cassandra said she died of stress.
We don't work together nearly enough. I mean, that is the thing.
This is true. We need to get y'all together more often.
We need to write a damn seminar script.
Okay.
Did you?
I mean, Adam, maybe we should. We could co-write a script, and then that would both of our problems to make it happen.
Oh, sure. So I'm going to be the credits announcer, and I'm going to mix it, and I'm going to write it.
Probably audition for parts.
Voice act the damn thing, too.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's fine. How's Tuesday? Oh, it is Tuesday. How about next Tuesday?
Oh, yeah. All right, next Tuesday. We're going to talk about it. Briggs. We're not even talking about the kangaroo anymore.
No, that's okay.
Oh, really?
We go off into tangents.
Yeah.
Sure changed after dying.
Tangents are
fun. It's a little behind the scenes of Pendant.
I really, don't worry about really that. Do.
Don't pay no attention to those weirdos behind the curtain.
There's bickering, but it's loving.
Yeah.
And gentle.
Yeah. Usually.
We're agreed on that point, but this has to stop. I'm so tired.
You got a nice scene.
I wouldn't want to go on your bad side.
I got fucking assassinated.
No, definitely not.
It's a bit much.
Hell hath no fury than Caitlin
scorned. That was any
fun.
Mm-hmm. Well, waking up to you holding a blade over me sure wasn't.
Yeah, that would not be fun. Waking up with a blade over you.
Actually, I didn't just think you were dead.
I think I did just love the idea of, the like last minute revival before she gets cut open.
Right. Well, it's a great jump scare too. Is
yeah.
Yep.
Because the killer always opens their eyes right before you go.
Agreed.
Yeah. It's true. I always gotta I'm a big horror person. Like I feel like I always gotta infuse a little bit.
Yeah. Body horror is just fun. And so Doc and Allison are going to go drink on pretense of finding Asa, who, if they'd just gone to the door,
we're very close.
Everything falls out. Just get off me. That was a tiny closet. Next time, we're hiding somewhere with more room. But yeah, this is fun because it's the first time that the timeline has been nudged, I guess, from within the timeline that we've seen.
Probably rather frowned upon experiment.
So, you know, it was,
yeah.
She was still wearing the bracelet.
Bernice just does a little timey-wimey button pushing and restored.
I did have to like think about the logistics of that and sort of what it implied for her to still be alive. And so I think it all worked out.
Yeah, I think it did. And we didn't get any more explanation than we needed. So it's perfect.
Right. You get.
You said reverse the polarity of the neutron flow. That
would
work.
Ooh, you know. Put as well that
an alliance with the enemy. And of course, we have to have a time quake here with this time it's Zeph, Gibb, Dokken, and Reyes doing the Scooby-Doo bit here. And Zeph and Dokken, you can tell how much they love each other by how much they're arguing.
Oh, yeah. I love that dynamic, you know.
When people argue really well like this, you can tell they really care a lot about each other.
Yeah, yeah.
That comment wasn't about Zeph and Dokken. We can just come up with another plan. I'm sure there's Zeph is just having none of this. He's lost a lot and he's pissed now. He's better keep up
with him. Just a little. Zeph, just a little. Wait up.
I will never get used to that.
Well, hopefully you won't have to.
Now we're back in the prime. Things are going. Well, not the prime timeline. That was the prime timeline. This is hell time.
Not.
Is there a Kelvin Kingery timeline?
Yes. Allison's dad is played by Chris Hemsworth.
No,
sweet.
What a get.
Right? You have no idea how much that cost.
It was a novel idea. And sometimes novel
where all the money went.
Exactly. All that cheeseburger money. And it's because of my stupid idea.
I can't believe I dragged. Want a Kelvin Kingery timeline would be awesome.
That's not true. You only dragged the two of them into this. I came willingly.
And we would have fans divided and arguing over which is the better timeline for yours. It's great.
Yes.
Yeah. That's season 14.
Yes. And in one episode, we'll redo an episode again from the previous season, just almost word for word, except switch up who dies.
I mean, that's fun. Living,
yeah.
Out and make
it better. Hey, wait a second.
He's just trying to fix things, and he's willing to do it forever, so I guess good for him.
Yeah. And then Bernice, like,
Bernice is occasionally hitting something approaching sanity here, and it's kind of interesting.
Right. I thought it'd be fun for Bernice to be the voice of reason.
Yeah. Yeah. When Bernice is the voice of reason, something has gone horribly wrong.
Something or everything?
Yes.
Okay.
And we close out on another timey-wimey warble. The Kingery season. And that's just what that's become called. Season. I don't know if we had an official name, but it's not timey-wimey. You wrote that in. I know I've got the file that when I originally made the sound effect. It's called timey-wimey warble. So.
Mark
Zarakor. I don't know if you got this before or after, but anyway. TJ Briggs is Bernice. Anyway, who's that voice? It sounds familiar.
So smooth.
Carissa M. professional. Reyes, and Brendan North
as Gibb. Sensitivity dulcet tones. Chester.
Yes. our own another magic voice here. Anyway, that's episode 5, and we will see you in another 30 days. Cat Pride will be with us, so she'll take us into the season break with that, along with Caitlin. And I guess until next time, we will see you.
The Kingery, created by
Susan Bridges,
Tilly Bridges, McCullough Eaton, John Harden, and Teresa J. McGarry. Copyright 2024, Pendant Productions.
For more information, visit pendantaudio.com. Thanks for listening.